Now, you may be familiar with Spanglish, that American blend of Spanish and English. Here's another language that you may hear more often as India becomes a more important power. That giant nation has debates over culture and diversity that make our debates seem tame. It has two official languages, Hindi and English. And many Indians have combined these two to make something called Hinglish. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from New Delhi.
If you want to hear Hinglish in India, just turn on the radio.
Namaskar, salam, good afternoon. Shanivar ki ye sham 7 baje tak saath guzarenge. Kya aapne Fever Hot 20 countdown mein participate kiya hai Monday to Friday?
The airwaves of New Delhi are these days flooded with this unusual sound, a fusion of two languages spoken at bewildering speed. Aisha Kidwai specializes in linguistics.
What Hinglish means is actually being able to speak with a lot of borrowing from English to Hindi and vice versa.
What are you waiting for? Aap apna favorite gana SMS karke bahut sare prizes jeet sakte hain if your favorite song.
And it only really happens in bilingual people. And it's sort of a natural thing for us to do, to switch between two languages.
Determination ho to why not? Kyun nahi kar sakti?
Kuch bhi kar sakte hain.
Absolutely.
And if you want to read Hinglish, just pick up a newspaper, The Hindu, say, or The Times of India. It's not hard to find the language of another earlier age. References to rashly driven cars getting into mishaps, that's deadly crashes, or of gangsters being nabbed in the wee small hours, or of eve teasing, otherwise known as sexual harassment. Some words are Indian inventions.
The word postpone. We have a variant of called prepone. Right? So postpone means to delay, prepone is to bring it forward. It's not in any American or English dictionary.
What about speaking?
The heavier the syllable, that's the one that attracts the stress.
I miss the middle part, but I can tell from the way that you are enjoying yourselves, it must have been a very humorous anecdote.
So you get this sort of sing-song, like that, which we believe we don't speak. So when Peter Sellers imitates Indians, we get very angry. But actually, we do speak like that.
And if you want to write?
The book is called High School English Grammar and Composition by Renan Martin.
That's not the cognac, but Renan Martin, the authors of a British Empire-era textbook, which, though updated, is still used in many Indian schools to teach kids how to write. Some of its arcane vocabulary has gone out of existence elsewhere, but lives on in India. Among the multitude of young Indians on whom the book was inflicted was Adeep Puri.
Even when I did my major in English literature, I would refer to it constantly.
Check out the grammatical exercises, read here at NPR's request by another Renan Martin student, Ritu Kadri.
Chapter 9, Section 74, Demonstrative Adjectives. That boy is industrious. These mangoes are sour. Those rascals must be punished. Yonder fort once belonged to Shivaji. Chapter 54, Section 1D. In real conversation, people often use exclamations. Example, my word. Good heavens, you don't say so. Bother. Oh dear, confound it.
Confound it? Bother? Do today's Hinglish speakers really say that? The answer, says Adeep Puri, is no.
I think don't talk crap is what I usually use.
Oh dear, my word. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.